Paddy, Donegal's season is back on track. Not just a victory here in Meath, but plenty of grit and plenty of determination there. Probably fueled by a bit of heart from last week, because there was a bit of criticism on how we got over that Longford hurdle.
I think there was a big step up and a big improvement in our performance from last week. It wasn't tough out there today, but you know, it was good hard game, good championship game. I'm sure the crowd enjoyed it, but very pleased with how the boys reacted.
Serious hit for Tat. I mean, you've got points, they got points, and even when it looked like you stole a march with Ryan McHugh banging in a goal, they go straight up the other end and match that, and you could feel them feeding off the energy and noise from the Meath crowd. Did you feel that claustrophobic as it sounded and it looked from the sidelines?
The atmosphere was very good, but yeah, it was scandalous that we conceded a goal straight away after getting the goal. I mean, that gave them the ticket back into the game again, you know. The goal gave us a wee bit of breathing space, and it probably shouldn't have happened. We're just going to have to take the learning from that there into the next game.
It's the big thing from the youngsters' point of view in that their squad is that, you know, at certain periods there they could have folded when the screw has been turned by Meath, but they kept answering. Very end there, you got your just rewards with Paddy McBearty arcing over the ball for the winner.
Yeah, that's like the character of the young fellas as well, to keep up that pace, and especially that heat. The boys came off the bench again today, done the business, and they, like, we needed that at that time, and they came off and they raised the performance levels as well as they came on. But again, you know, credit to Patrick, what a great score. Fair play to him, you know, he took it on and he got his rewards.
You're up there yourself too, but I don't think you fancy taking it on there at one stage. You let Paddy loop out around you.
So it's a game of percentages, isn't it? And you always give it to the man who can get it 10 out of 10 all the time. So, you know, it's good, you know, that we have them options up front as well. And credit to the boys up front. You know, it's not easy for inside forwards now, especially with teams setting up so defensive. And, you know, they have to be kind of, you know, wait their turn, or I suppose, hold shape and stuff. But look, at fair play to them and fair play to Paddy for putting that ball over the bar.
If last week was about getting back on the horse, this week's definitely traction. I mean, does that give you confidence now going into whatever comes around, you know, your way in the next round of the qualifiers?
Definitely, you know, getting into winning ways is definitely what we wanted, and that's two good results, you know, after a bad defeat. So we're going to try and build on that. Nice 2 weeks now to prepare for the next game. So whoever we'll get now, we'll be looking at the next team, and we have 2 weeks now to prepare and get the legs right for that game.